Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting from yesterday. County Commissioner Ted Ganz. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. I'm doing well.
Good.
A little tired, but busy weekend.
Exactly right. This guy just got done, of course, with, graduating to senior.
Yes, sir.
That's in the books. It's done and over with, right?
That is. It is. It's over with, and I have one coming right behind him in 2 years. So I learned a few lessons about how extravagant to go with things with the party and so forth, but it's... I'm still recuperating.
Yeah, yes, but it's over and done with. Now on to the summer, and I know your other job is always keeps you busy on the roads and highways, doesn't it?
It does, it does. It's, being a state trooper and being down here by myself sometimes, it can be a little challenging, but you bet, always staying busy, always going.
Yep, no question. All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. Anything first on citizens' comments last night?
Nope, yesterday nobody was present for citizens' comments, Rich.
Board of Equalization meeting, Assessor Lori Stevens was in.
Yeah, Lori stopped by. She had one tax roll correction. It was number 9. It was, again, with the North Point addition. It was just a change of address for that. There was no change in tax value, but just a change in address, just a kind of a clerical deal. And so we voted and approved that change, Rich.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Discussion of the 2025 Armor Coat projects.
Yep, every summer we have these Armor Coat projects where we go around and we put another wear layer on the county roads, and we're trying to keep them kind of band-aided together. It's one of those deals where some of these roads are getting quite old and they're failing, but we're just doing our best to keep them as maintainable as possible. And so we kind of looked at what we have for maps from Miller & Associates, and we kind of go in a chronological order of when they were last done and so forth. And we're looking to do Road 403, which is north of Lebanon, for about 8 miles. That's one that we're looking at. And then also we're looking at Road 383, which is the C&K road going north and south, and then also Drive 716 that goes west from Baumgar. So we're kind of looking at those. That's about approximate 11.5 miles. So we're looking at those two roads right now, and we'll submit those out, put those out for bid, and we'll see what we get for price tag, come back, or bids, and go from there.
Roads around the state of Nebraska. You got some good ones, and you got some tough riding ones, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of this is the age of the roads, and we look at the cost associated with milling those off, and we did talk about. I got some information from Kurt Vosberg up at the NDOT office about company Dustrol that comes in and they'll mill off. It's kind of basically one big asphalt plant in a train. They'll mill off, and then those millings go into a hopper, and it gets mixed, and then it gets relayed right behind it. And so we might entertain visiting with those folks and just getting an estimate on some of that. But I just know that, with the current state and everything of finances and so forth, and it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough where we're at. And so we're just going to, in essence, kind of try to keep band-aiding them with Armor Coat and hope we can get some more years out of them. But, yeah, they're definitely on the verge of failing, you bet.
You had a visit from Val Gisanti with 3rd District Congressman Adrian Smith's office.
Yeah, Val stopped up, and he just kind of gives us an update, an annual update on what Adrian Smith is doing. He's a chairman of the subcommittee of trade, and so with these tariffs and so forth, he's been pretty busy in the UK and Africa, trying to kind of spark some trade and keep things going here. We discussed a bill that he introduced, H.R. 3164, which is then it's for a pharmacist to be able to do some testing at the pharmacies and then also administer vaccines and also do some prescribing there on the spot. And so those are two things that he hit on, but just kind of keeping us apprised of what's going on with Adrian Smith, you bet.
Discussion of the safety committee.
Safety committee, yes. By statute, we're required to have a safety committee in the county and to have a safety committee handbook and so forth. And so we need to get this rejuvenated and going. We haven't met since 2024, and so we need to get that going again. So we just sent out an email to solicit interest of membership or people to want to be on that committee, and we do have currently 5 members, but we'd like to have a few more on that committee. And so we're hoping we get some interest there and we can get that back on track. You bet.
Discussion and approval or disapproval of city's dispatch service agreement.
Yes. So the city of McCook does our dispatching for the sheriff's department. And so from our contract in the past had been, for this past fiscal year, was right at $75,750. And it had been going up in 3% increments in basically with the costs of you know, obviously costs are raising and so forth. And this contract would be for $116,700. So it was, you know, a 30% increase. And so we did table this matter. We just want to have some more discussions with the city and see, just get a little more understanding of why the sharp increase. And we understand, too, that, you know, costs of everything have gone up. But obviously, we just want to know. And of course, you know, Kevin, Sheriff Darling, he's getting more deputies. So their call volume and their radio traffic is going to increase, too. So, but we just tabled the matter. Just maybe we could get a little more discussion dialogue going with the city and see where we're at on that. You bet.
Had some consent agenda items as well.
We did. We had 5 items. Item number 1 was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number 2 is approve accounts payable claims in the amount of $267,686.67. Item number 3 was appoint Dennis Berry to the Hillcrest Board to replace Ann Barger, term to expire December 31st of 2028. Item number 4 was authorize chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Williams Midwest House Movers. This is a barn move that'll take place on Road 712, which is just southwest of McCook. So. Then item number 5 was authorized chairman's signature on special designated liquor license for Enterprises. It's a wedding reception out at Marlene's Kitchen. So we approved all 5 of those consent agenda items. And then we had a little bit of correspondence to go through. Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy notice and request for comments, Hag Land and Cattle modification of application. Buck Hag actually stopped by to visit with us about this, and we weren't sure what it was for. I know when he had his zoning permit for that feedlot operation that he was zoned for 5,000 head. Initially on the application, he put 1,000 head to the Nebraska Department of Energy and Environment, and then he just modified that application to reflect what he's actually zoned for, 5,000 head. So that was just kind of an FYI to the board. We also received a couple or 3 reports, one being the district court clerk's monthly revenue report. The district court clerk collected $1,683.54. And then the second report we viewed was the city of McCook's annual TIF reports. Basically it goes into detail in that tax increment finance reports on when those drop off and who's all on that in with it, utilizing TIF, I guess. And then we had item number 3, clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $7,744. And so that kind of took care of the meeting yesterday, Rich.
That was it, but a lot of good discussion, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We adjourned yesterday at 11:07, so about, you know, 2.5-hour meeting, but it was good. And then as far as our next meeting, we had to move it. We initially moved it to May 28th because we had some conflicts
because the 26th is Memorial Day.
Yes, exactly. So we moved it to the 28th. But then I just discovered I have court over in Hitchcock County on the 28th. So we're going to stand by. We're going to reschedule. So we'll get something figured out here. And it should be posted on the website, sure, on the county's website. But yeah, so right now that's kind of a moving target. But
that week is a busy one for
it
you.
It is a busy one. Yes, sir.
Always remind folks, they are welcome to come on in and sit on the county commissioner's meeting anytime, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's encouraged. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, or just want to see how things are done, just stop on up. You bet.